Hey guys, trust you well. Happy Monday wherever you're at in the world. It's Graham here, coming to you live-ish from Ireland. Hey, in a moment, I just want to share a revelation I got yesterday that is so simple and yet it really, wow, blessed me and transformed me, if I can say that, within 24 hours. I probably want to speak on this for the rest of the week in this update. Jump into that in a moment. Grab a cup of tea and a Bible. It's a beautiful day here in Ireland. A little chilly, but the sun is shining and I'm sitting out here and enjoying a cup of Irish tea. So, Hey, a few housekeeping things as well. I've had a busy week so far. Yesterday, I was up at 4:30 a.m., drove down to the southern tip of Ireland. I was ministering in Cork yesterday morning with my friends down there, Rick and Siobhan Livingston. Just had a great time. What a really wonderful church. Anybody in that area, County Cork in Ireland, you want to check out their churches. Just a fantastic couple, and I love just the freedom of the Spirit and what the Lord is doing there. Boom. Today's Monday. I've got a day off today, and going to work here in my cottage and do a bunch of things. What else is going on this week? I've got a busy week. Tomorrow evening, I'm going to be in Belfast. Wednesday, I will be in Armagh in Northern Ireland and the Vibe Church, Daryl and Nikki. Looking forward to being with the guys in the Vibe. This coming Saturday, November 20th, we have a night of worship in Norwalk, Connecticut. Going to be there with New England Fellowship, a night of worship. I believe we start at 5 p.m., but you may want to confirm that. I'm going to be in Sturbridge Worship Center speaking again on Revelation and really putting Revelation to work in your life. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., I'm going to be in Berkshire Christian Fellowship ministering there. So, busy weekend. Got Cork, Belfast, Armagh, Norwalk, Sturbridge, and Otis. And then I sleep. So appreciate your prayers. And it's great to connect with some old friends here and make some newer friends. And bless you wherever you are at. Hey, let me show something real quick. And I'm going to pull on this in the next few days in my videos. Stops for a slurp of tea. If you can hear cows mooing in the background, that's because cows are mooing in the background. How can you even stop this? You know, there's a great principle, an important principle, sometimes a principle that really hurts us or even kills us, that receiving from God takes faith. Faith is easy, but it's not automatic. And here's where I want to go with this. It's possible to have your faith really strong in one area of your life and completely miss it in another area of your life. One of my heroes of faith is a guy called John G. Lake, an American who went to South Africa and planted like 10,000 churches. I mean, just amazing healing ministry. Incredible. It's interesting, while he was there in South Africa preaching, seeing blind eyes, the dead raised, wonderful things, his wife died of starvation. Now just take a second and think about that. Yeah, you know, why would his wife die of starvation while he's planting 10,000 churches serving God? Here's my takeaway from that. You can have a great revelation of healing, but not have a revelation of God as provider. And, you know, it's interesting, every time some sort of internet critic and somebody who doesn't know this book really well criticizes somebody preaching the message of blessing and prosperity, that's a very dangerous thing to do. Because firstly, you're criticizing Jesus, because he is the living word. But the point is, we don't, people need to hear that message. That's not the whole message, but it's a piece of the puzzle. And I can't tell you how many people can't do the work God has called them to because they can't put the gas in their tank to get there or whatever. So we need revelation on lots of things, and we need to activate our faith on lots of different things. And this sounds so silly, I'm sort of embarrassed to say it, but I was just driving yesterday and I felt the Lord say, Graham, you never use your faith for my peace. And I began thinking about peace. Now let me just take you on just a real quick journey today. Excuse me, shaking the table here, but you know, the peace of God is amazing, and I think it is peace that people seek more than anything else in the world. I was just thinking this morning. I was walking around Portadown and Lurgan near here. And why do people drink alcohol? Why do people take drugs, get stoned, get high, all of these kind of things? Why do people constantly buying new devices and new this or new homes? Why do people spend amazing amounts of money going on vacation so they can post the photos on Instagram for their friends who didn't come, right? I'm joking. But, you know, here's the point. We crave peace in our soul. And, you know, it says in the Bible, the way of peace they have not known. And most of us, all of us, actually, we crave this relaxation, this feeling of like all of the stress, all of the things gone. And the world's answer, have you ever seen a two-year-old who hasn't slept or hasn't slept well for a few days, and they're like wound up like a spring, every little thing. And you know, most of us live in that way in our souls. I know I do at times. And it's, you know, it's not some sinful thing doing it. At times it can be ministry, you know, just so, you know, it's interesting. I left Cork yesterday, and I planned to see some friends in Dublin. It didn't work out to do that, which is fine. But I basically drove nonstop. I think I stopped twice for 5 minutes, and I drove from Cork to Banbridge, where I'm staying here. It's about 4.5 hours, and it was hard driving. It was Sunday afternoon traffic with, you know, it's a bit like New York City, people coming home into Dublin and fighting through traffic and just intense. And I was probably going a little bit too fast. Don't tell anybody. Here's my point. It's really stressful. And I got back to my cottage here and made a fire, took my shoes off, got changed, and like, ah, oh, great. You know, that's what it should be like coming home to God. Jesus lived at peace all the time. And God has peace for our soul. Now, again, it doesn't mean that we're not in stress. We're not being attacked. We're not, you know, all these things going on. I'm not talking about externals here. You know, to serve Jesus, you're going to go through trials, tribulations, all of this kind of thing. But God wants us to live in a place where nothing touches our peace, where the storms of life never get in us, where inside it's quiet and calm and peaceable. And this is my point. The Lord said to me yesterday, Graham, you've got that message in a way, and I know I can receive salvation by faith. Obviously, I receive forgiveness by faith. I've learned how to receive healing by faith, how to receive revelation by faith. I suddenly realized I at times was experiencing God's peace, and then at times I was just living like the world as regards peace. I was living like John G. Lake when it came to peace. And I just felt the Lord say, Graham, you can reach out in faith and believe you have received, Mark 11:22-24, believe you have received my peace, and just step into that peace. Come on, I want you to have that image today of, remember Jesus in the boat, Mark 4, and there's just waves. I have been in a boat. I was in a boat once with my father years ago, and I was scared. You know, the waves were so big. I'm looking at this very small boat. You know, it was a decent-sized boat with a cabin in it, and yet I just remember when the waves are bigger than the boat, and I remember being scared. And I suddenly, it's kind of like I looked at my dad and I realized he was more scared than I was. That's not a good place to be. And Jesus is in the boat with the fishermen, and yet he has peace inside of him. And then Jesus stands up and he speaks to the storm, peace be still. And suddenly, you know, the Bible doesn't say that, but in my mind's eye, that's how it was. I bet the sea was like glass. Let me say that again. The sea was like glass. I bet the sea was like just a tiny ripple, you know, just perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Excuse the King Jamesies. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Come on, God has peace for us. Jesus said it in John 14, peace I give you, my peace give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Trouble, we speak about troubled waters. God wants your heart to be in that place. And we can receive that peace by faith. And then we can learn to practice that peace by faith, not peace by feeling. That's what most of us are seeking. That's like trying to get healed by getting rid of pain in your body. No, you get healed by receiving the word in your faith, not the absence of pain in your body. Yeah. And we can learn to walk in peace by faith and then release peace everywhere we go. Great thought. Hey, more on that tomorrow, but wishing you a wonderful day wherever you're at. Hey, remember, if you will, I have a season. I have a cup of tea and I'm proud of it. I have a course out right now on Revelation, 16 lessons on Revelation with notes and scriptures and confessions and things to meditate on and all of that. It's 40% off on my website. If you go to gjm.org or ministryschool.net, links below, I know that would be a real blessing to you. Boom, if you haven't yet signed up for our email newsletter, there should be a link below for that. You get a free gift when you do that. Cheering you on as you walk with the Lord today.